Door, Texas. It's Jim. Can I help you?
Hey, Jim. It's Amy Nelson with Google Guarantee over here at Local Splash. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing real well. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear it. So we haven't received your Google Guarantee application yet, and the team was just asking if you had any trouble uploading it or kind of what was going on.
I've got a zillion emails all of a sudden from Local Splash. I'm kind of working my way through them.
Okay.
And also trying to keep working with the other stuff that I got to do. So
sure.
I'm going through all those emails.
Okay.
Just to let you know.
Okay.
So I'll make that a top priority. Do you know what that email states? Does it say application on it, or what is it?
I'm resending it right now, and I'm putting it at the top. I'm labeling it where it says Google Guarantee application form. That way, there's no question.
Okay. So now, when I spoke to, did you say this was Amy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Amy. Okay, so we did talk. Okay. So,
yes.
Amy, when we talked last time, I told you that I was in the process of it.
Yes.
And you wanted me to send it, all the emails that I had received from Google so that you could see where I'm at in the process to the GGT. You said Google Guarantee Team, correct?
Yes, you're going to put that in the subject line, but you're sending it,
right,
the email that you're sending it over to, which I'll I'm going to put the application, and then I'll put a quick note about sending those emails over, so that way you have it there again. Okay, no worries.
Okay.
So here it'll say, there's the application. It's got a blue link that's clickable. Please send over any and all emails from the Google Guarantee that you've, or I think they label that LSA when it's coming from there, right? LSA GG team at Google to support at localsplash.com, label or subject line to GG team. Okay, there you go. That's coming over to you now, okay?
Okay, sounds good. So I will try and get that out by the close of today.
Beautiful.
So you guys can start working on it tomorrow. Now, another question that popped up, and I don't know if this is has to do with some of the stuff that we talked about the other day, but I got a call today from Local Splash letting them know that, or letting me know, tracking number has been set up. I've already identified it on my phone as a tracking number.
Mm-hmm.
And the fellow that I spoke to, I forget his name, he said that the numbers on my Google page, Facebook, and Yelp were changed to the tracking number.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to go look at my Google page, now I'm showing no phone number whatsoever. So if you pull up Garage Door Repair Castle Rock or Castle Pines, I'm number one in the organic map. And I'm the only guy that doesn't have a phone number listed on a Google page.
Okay.
My Yelp page, I looked at that. It's still showing my 3667 number, which is Door.
Mm-hmm.
And then Facebook didn't have time because I'm running other fires. Didn't have a chance to look at any of that. But more than anything, the biggest concern is that my Google...
The phone number.
Understood. Yeah, my Google page is not on any phone number. Yeah.
Understood. Yeah, I'm going to say that probably it's because it takes like a 24 hours or something like that for it to update, but I am going to put it directly into chat right now and make sure I get it addressed ASAP. That way, if it is anything else, we get that taken care of for you, and there's no worries.
Perfect.
Let me go ahead and see where we're at. Okay, we don't have a thread on you yet. Let me go in right now. Okay. All right. Oh, shoot. Hold on. It goes like this. There we go. I got a call from our team earlier today regarding the CT number, and he is totally good with it. However, is gravely concerned that his GBP now has no phone number showing. stop. Okay. He was told in 2 days earlier call that all online listings would reflect the CT number, which he is good with. But the main concern is that nothing is showing right now. But the main concern is that his current has nothing.
Nice to be in the number one position, but no
in way of his clients being able to contact him. Appreciative that he is in the number one spot on the first page. Yes, absolutely a biggin. That is a biggin. Okay, let me go ahead and get somebody on this. I've gone ahead and gotten that out to you. And, of course, you know, we will reach out if we need anything from you, which is very, very doubtful. As soon as I have an update on that, I'll text that over to you. That way we can get that going, okay?
Okay.
And then just
have a peace of mind.
Go ahead. Okay.
Go ahead.
And then just last question I had is, if, for instance, like with this instance right here, I need to contact Splash. Do I have a rep directly to contact, or is that you, or is that just call anybody on Splash and they can handle things? I just don't know if I have a...
You call the 877 phone number, and then it does a voice prompt. So the voice prompt will allow you, like if you need help with website, you would say the website team. If you need customer support, you say customer support. If you want to speak with me, all you have to do is say Amy Nelson. Or if you want to speak with John, you say John Kyle. And you'll be connected with any of those desks. So it is a verbal, or you can punch in the actual extensions, which my extension is 224 if you prefer reaching out to me. If I don't have the answer to your question, as you know, I will figure out and get the answer to your question and get you answered as quickly as possible.
Perfect. Okay. That's all I need to know.
Of course.
Great. Well, I appreciate all that, and I'll get that stuff off to you. It's in my queue high up there.
Perfect.
I've got to run other tasks also at the same time.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, completely understood. And I let him know that you're hoping to get it done by the end of day today, and that you will be sending over those emails as soon as possible so we can see where you're at in the process. Okay?
Yeah. Perfect. Thanks, Amy.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye.
Okay, bye.